earth, and sky.
Carbon nanotubes, microscopic tubes made by rolling up sheets of interlocking carbon atoms, might someday be used to construct an elevator to space.
That's the plan of several groups, including the Liftport Group. Earth and Sky spoke to Liftport President Michael Lane. Liftport has begun manufacturing carbon nanotubes, which are many times stronger than steel. Ultimately, Liftport hopes to climb a nanotube ribbon into space.
That ribbon is the space elevator, 100,000 kilometers long, about a meter wide, and about the thickness of a piece of paper. Michael Lane said he's confident.
There's no way it's not spectacular. Even if we don't achieve an elevator to space, we've still fundamentally influenced material sciences, communications, robotic technology.
Rockets would launch the nanotube ribbon into orbit. 20-ton robots called lifters would climb the ribbon. Powered by laser beams, robot lifters would haul people and cargo into space at perhaps 1% of today's cost. Until the discovery of carbon nanotubes in 1991, space elevators were the stuff of science fiction.
Now, Liftport hopes to open its carbon nanotube ribbon to commercial space traffic in 2031. Our thanks today to the National Science Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.